On Saturday, June 15th, the New Orleans Botanical Garden will be hosting a workshop called Creating Bonsai from Garden Center Stock. And we're lucky enough to have the leader of that workshop, Jim Osborne, past president of the Greater New Orleans Bonsai Society, to tell us more about the art form and the workshop. Welcome, Jim.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us, what is bonsai?
Bonsai actually means tree in a tray or tree in a pot.
And describe the process from start to finish.
Sure. What we try to do in bonsai is we don't try to mimic exactly a tree in nature, but we try to represent it through scale and proportion so that when you look at a bonsai, in your mind, you can relate to an ancient or an old full-grown tree.
Well, how long can an individual piece last?
Longer than we do. There are examples in the United States where they're multi-generational, and of course in the East, Japan and China, where they're hundreds of years old.
So there are literally some of these trees that are hundreds of years old that have been taken care of by generations.
That's correct. They're passed down as family heirlooms.
So when you finish a work, what happens to that work? Are they exhibited? Are there contests?
It depends on how involved you want to be. Everything from national exhibits. I've been lucky enough to have a tree displayed at the U.S. National Exhibition in Rochester. Or it could be the star of your own backyard. But it's a living art. So unlike a painting, when a painting is finished, you put it on the wall and enjoy it. But bonsai is growing and it's always changing. So therein lies the challenge and the reward.
So what brought you to bonsai?
I was given one many years ago, and I promptly killed it, as most of us do. I treated it as though it was a houseplant. I put it inside on the living room table, and it died within a month. And I was fascinated, and I wanted to learn as much as I could. I've been involved in bonsai for probably almost 20 years, or a little over, actually. Two-time past president of the society, vice president, and I currently sit on the board as the master's program director. So when I initially met with failure, I was determined to do everything I could to keep them alive. And that led me down this journey to where I am today.
Does it bother you or is it cool that most people know about bonsai from a certain movie?
Karate.
Yes,
Kid.
The Karate Kid.
Yes, absolutely not. Anything that gets someone talking about bonsai, I'm right there with it. And, you know, I blame Hollywood for a lot of people's failures. And because when you watch a lot of movies, even television commercials, they show them inside as though they were a houseplant. Bonsai, doesn't matter the species, they're trees. And that's so they need to experience the conditions outdoor, seasonal change. We condition our homes for our own comfort. We take all the humidity out, artificial lighting, and even if it's near a window, it doesn't get the wind and air circulation that it needs to live. They can languish for a period of time, but they will never thrive.
So the New Orleans Bonsai Society is pretty active, especially for a city of New Orleans' size. Tell me a little bit about how the group got started.
The group was founded by Vaughn Banting back in 1972. And before Hurricane Katrina, we were one of the largest and most active bonsai societies in the United States. Since Katrina, not as many active members, but right now we probably have, I would say, active members being paid dues, probably around 50. We meet the second Tuesday of every month. We're at 2708 Delaware Street in Kenner at the Marine Corps Hall. Our program runs from 7 to 8 o'clock, or 8:30 rather. But from 6:30 to 7, we offer a beginning class. It's called Bonsai Basics. And in that 30-minute class once a month, we talk about just everything that you could possibly imagine to get started in the art of bonsai.
That was Jim Osborne telling us all about the art of bonsai. Thanks for coming in, Jim.
Thank you for having me.
In New Orleans, I'm Brian Friedman.